We're in Perek Vav. Perek Vav, we discussed yesterday, is on all the Nes Nisters, you know, joined together. We discussed it at great length. So there are two comments here from the Gra. Now again, there were two parties. Let's get the facts straight. You have to know the facts. Again, it's all in my Sefer. You have to know the facts. So Haman announced the decree on Yud Gimel Nisan. It's Yud Gimel Nisan, Erev Pesach. Why Yud Gimel Nisan before Pesach? There was a 3-day fast. Well, what were the dates of the 3-day fast? It's a machokas. What do we say? Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. 3-day fast. The third day of the fast was on what? On Pesach. Then the first party was on Tesvav Nisan. The first day of Pesach. Ask for a second party. When was the second party? The second party was when? Tes Zion Nisan, the second day. Okay, of the party. Now, and the night between the parties is when Achashverosh couldn't sleep. So we discussed yesterday what happened. What happened was Haman's on the way over to Achashverosh. What does he want to tell Achashverosh? To kill Haman, to kill Mordechai. And what happens literally the second he walks in?
Yes.
Achashverosh says, and he says, help Mordechai. Hashem worked it out to the second. That we discussed yesterday. So Haman leads Mordechai through the streets, and he's embarrassed, and his daughter throws the stuff on his head, and she commits suicide. He comes home, and it's the worst day of his life. And look, now he's talking to his wife and his family. Vayisaper Haman, Eis Kol Asher Karahu, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel. He tells his wife and all of his close advisors, everything that happened. So again, Karahu. It happened to happen. Haman, he's Mr. Mikra. Amalek believes everything's by chance, everything's random. So he says it just happened to happen. Now, Vayom Rulo, they said to him, his advisor said, if Mordechai is a Jew, Asher Chiloso Linpo Lefanov, if you began falling, you're not going to succeed over Mordechai. So they advised him and said, listen, you know, it looks like things are not going your way. And they're saying, if Mordechai is coming up now, he's on the upswing, you're in trouble. So they were advising him that, you know, you're in trouble now. So what's the next thing Haman maybe would have done at that point? Back off. He would have backed off. Backing off would have meant taking the tree down. And we saw yesterday, what would backing off mean at that moment?
He wouldn't be alive.
It would mean taking the tree down. Because, but that tree, I better back off Mordechai. And we saw yesterday that tree helped clinched faith because Harbona said, "There's the tree." So at this moment, at the end of Pasuk Yud Gimel, his wife is talking and saying, "Oh, you know, if it's Mordechai, you're in trouble." The next word, Pasuk Yadal, look at number 11. Odam mitabri mimo. While they're talking, Haman Achashverosh's advisors came in, Tzrisim el Chigiyu, and they rushed him to the party. Odam mitabri mimo means they came in while they were talking. So the Gra says, no. The Gra says, what's the message? The message is, they barged in during the discussion. Had they arrived 5 minutes later, then what? Maybe Haman would have what?
Showered.
That's not the
Taking
point here. Taking down the tree.
Showered?
No, that was yesterday. So the Gra says, Efshar haya sheyishbor es ha'etz. L'chein haisa siva me'es Hashem. They came right away. In other words, again, the timing is perfect. The Megillah is emphasizing that the timing was perfect. While they were talking, the king's advisors arrived to rush him to the second party. Had they arrived 5 minutes later or 10 minutes later, it may have been too late, and Haman would have directed them to take the tree down, and who knows if he would have been killed. So this is another example, no miracles here, just the timing. This again, like Havdil in a movie, whoa, look at that, what a coincidence. They came right at that moment. That's exactly what, that's the Purim. Purim is like better than the coincidences, the Hashgacha Pratis, correct, yeah, Mr. Levy, you said yesterday. It's all, the timing is perfect, okay? So that's a beautiful shot of the Gra. While they were talking, meaning not 5 minutes later, the advisors came and rushed him to the party. Had they come later, the whole thing would have been different. That's a beautiful little nice mystery. Yes, Mr. Joey. We have another pshat of the Gra and the Malbim. Now, this pshat does not seem to be the same as the Gemara. Okay. Mefarshim are allowed to give pshat. You're allowed to give a pshat then you know that's based on correct Tashkafa. That's not the same as Chazal. You're not allowed to give a pshat and paskin against Chazal. But sometimes the Rishonim give a pshat that's not the same as Chazal. Here's the question. Charvona. How did Charvona know about... We're going to do now number 12. How did Charvona know about the tree? How did he know... Again, what happened? Esther says Haman's the bad guy. Ahasuerus is really upset. He's deciding what to do. He walks outside. He comes back inside. And then Charvona says, and there's the tree! So when Charvona said to Ahasuerus, there's the tree, that clinched it. So the tree played a big role. What did Charvona say? That's the tree that Haman wanted to use to kill Mordechai, the guy that likes you, the guy that you support. So that clinched it for Ahasuerus, to kill Mordechai, to kill Haman. How did Charvona know about the tree? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says Charvona was on Haman's side in the beginning. He was part of Haman's crowd. And then, when he saw the tide was turning, he knew the game, and Charvona quickly turned to the he switched sides.
Winning team.
And he went against Haman. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. The Gra and the Malbim say a different shot. Now look here. When Charvona speaks to Ahasuerus in Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, so it says here as follows: Vayomer Charvona Echad Min Hasarisim, one of the Sarisim. Yeah, Echad Min one of Hasarisim, one of the officers. Now the Hey in Hebrew Hey Yediyah means a known officer. If I say a mountain, har is a mountain. If I say hahar, the mountain, it means it's a mountain you know about already. The mountain means... Okay, in Hebrew, the hei hayediyah means it's a previously known thing. That's what it means. So it says one of the sarisim. It could have said saris echad, a saris. Why does it say echad min ha-sarisim, one of the sarisim? That's a good question. Is the question clear? The hay implies that when the Sarisim came to take, that Charvona was one of the Sarisim. Which Sarisim? It sounds like the Sarisim were around already earlier in the Megillah. So the Gra and the Malbim say, look back in Perek Vav, Odom Derimimo, Visarise Hamelech Higiyu. The advisors barged in. So the Gra and the Malbim say, when it says Charvona was one of the Sarisim, it means he was one of those Sarisim who barged in on the discussion. And that's how he knew about the tree.
The discussion. With the king.
No. The discussion. Haman comes home after this rough day, and he's talking to his advisors in the end of Perek Vav, and he says, oh, what a crazy day I had. They said, yeah. I led Mordechai through the streets, and they said, if Mordechai is against you and he's Jewish, he's going to win now. You're in trouble. Maybe take down the tree. Because Haman says, yeah, maybe take down the tree. And they're talking about the tree. And they barged in mid-discussion. So Charvona heard about the tree because he walked in during the discussion about the tree. Odom mid-dabrimo. What were they talking about? They said, Haman, take the tree down. You're in trouble now. The tide has turned. That's why it says in Perek Zayin, Charvona says, Charvona echad min ha-sarisim, one of those sarisim who coincidentally happened to barge in exactly at the right second. It was such perfect timing. Not only was it perfect timing that Haman didn't have time to take the tree down, it was perfect timing that he overheard the discussion about the tree. This is amazing. Had they come 10 minutes earlier, they would have taken Haman to the party. And that's it. Had they come 10 minutes later, then Haman was taking the tree down. But they barged in, Odom Midabri Imo, while they were talking. So Charvona comes in, the group of Sarisim come into the room, and they overhear the tree discussion, and then boom, that's why Charvona knew about the tree later. That's a very deep word. That's a very, very deep word. I'll say it one more time quickly. So it's on the sheet number 12. Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes is where it says Charvona was one of the Sarisim, and he pointed out the tree to Ahasuerus. How did he know about the tree? So Chazal give one shot. The Gemara and the Mam give a different shot. Al pi pashut pshat. How do you know about the tree? Because when it's in Perek Vav Pasuk Yudalid, it says Odom Rit Avrim, and while they were talking, the Sarisa Mel Chigil, they barged in. While they, what were they talking about? They were talking about backing out on the plan. How do you back out on the plan? Take the tree down. So that's how Charvonu knew about the tree. It's a nice shot. That's how Charvonu knew about the tree. There's a whole fancy discussion, by the way. Is it possible to squeeze this shot of the Gra into the Gemara too? So that's an interesting discussion. The recent Achronim say you really can't. So it's a different shot. Okay, so that's number 12. Good? Okay, with it, that'll be it for today. B'zat Hashem, tomorrow.